Hi, this is Joanne Verkeilen, founder and co-CEO of Circle and Bloom. We have a whole library of relaxation and guided visualization recordings for use for all stages of fertility. Our website is at circlebloom.com. Welcome to week 3 of our How Einstein Would Get Pregnant series. We hope a fun way for us all to explore how the mind plays a role in our bodies and ultimately help us improve our fertility. This week's topic is really an extension of what we started to talk about last week, which was our subconscious and what our subconscious is essentially, and how we can understand it to make fundamental changes in our thinking and in our lives. So this week we intend to talk about, you know, ways that we can consciously change our subconscious thinking, again, to improve our outlook, to improve our feelings about ourselves, and how we can then ultimately change our bodies as a result. So let me start by addressing what could be your question, which is, what the heck does our subconscious have anything to do with our fertility? And let me just try to play the logic out here, which is, if you believe in the mind-body connection, which hopefully we've done a good enough job to convince you of this already, then any thoughts that we have on a negative basis, which are influenced by our subconscious, and I'll explain that, then there will be a subsequent reaction on a physical basis within our bodies. And if we change our negative thoughts to be more positive by influencing or reprogramming our subconscious, then it stands to reason that our body will react in a more healthy and positive way. And so let's bring in quickly here a study that I read recently about hotel cleaning people, professionals who participated in a study. And the study basically broke the group into two separate groups, a control group and the other group, which was told that by virtue of their jobs, they exercised all day long. These women who participated in the study really did no exercise in their lives, but this group was told, you, by virtue of the movement of your body and how hard you work on a physical basis, you are an exerciser. You exercise every day. The second group was told nothing along these lines. The group that were told that they were exercisers became more fit and lost a great deal more weight than the control group who were not told anything like this. Now, how is this possible? And you may argue, well, because they thought that they were exercisers, maybe they added exercise in or watched what they ate. You know, it could have been a different way of thinking about themselves, and so therefore they made changes in their life. But the publishers of the study really did not see any difference in their diet or, you know, their extracurricular or after work activities. So maybe this is something along the lines of the placebo effect playing out when your subconscious, in this case, the subconscious was reprogrammed to the extent that before they were told they were exercisers, they just thought they didn't exercise, they worked, they went home and, you know, took their paycheck. But when they were told, look, by virtue of what you do all day long, you exercise, their thoughts grew more positive about their actions every single moment and how their work was positively influencing their bodies. And their bodies literally changed by virtue of changing their thoughts. And so I think that that's such an unbelievable example of, you know, the placebo effect, but more so, again, the way we think about ourselves can, you know, literally change our bodies. Another great example is our good friend Cindy Bailey, author of The Fertile Kitchen, which is a great book that talks all about diet and, you know, changing your diet to influence and improve your fertility. I highly recommend it, fertilekitchen.com. After having a fertility workup with her doctor, she was literally given a 2% chance of being able to get pregnant naturally. you know, if that were me and I was given that percent chance, small percent chance, you know, it's this almost downward spiral, right, of hopelessness. It will never happen. 2% is, you know, such a minuscule amount, and you're labeled almost immediately in your mind as infertile. But she made the conscious decision right there and then to not let that statistic rule her thoughts, body, and her fertility. She took charge of her body, she changed her diet, and she was pregnant naturally only a short 4 months later. So again, that was her conscious decision to not let that 2%, you know, label change her. And she took changes in her life and made it happen. The book by Dr. Richard Restack, which I'll talk about a little bit right now. The book is called Mozart's Brain and the Fighter Pilot, Unleashing Your Brain's Potential. Dr. Restock is a neurophysician, and he has written many books about this. And he talks about how, specifically in one chapter, where we can turn our feelings and emotions into advantages. And, you know, similar to the example I used last week, when we see a red car drive down the street, which for most of us, that's a neutral event. We just see it happening. There's no physical or emotional response. But if you had been in a serious car accident with a red car, he talks about how our amygdala responds in a situation like this. Now, your amygdala is, there's actually two of them located, you know, pretty much in the center of our brains near the hypothalamus. In fact, the amygdala processes and pulses information to the hypothalamus. And it's where our emotional history, our emotional memories are basically stored. So what happens in a situation like that is that your amygdala becomes stimulated as these old emotions and memory react to seeing this car. And subconsciously, you react without even knowing it. And you may have a physical response with increased heart rate. You may have sweaty palms and that sinking feeling in your stomach. So he says, though, fortunately, you can influence the amygdala, and it can be moderated in most instances by your consciousness. And so catching yourself and then interacting with those thoughts, and internally what he calls talking it out to adopt a more positive attitude about the experience. And you can replace, obviously, the red car with any situation, like seeing a pregnant woman walk down the street, because I've been there, done that. So we can internally adopt a better attitude, a more positive attitude about the experience, such as, I'm quoting from the book, you know, I've never had a prior accident and there's no reason to expect another. I should be glad I survived this accident and get on with my life. Saying that repeatedly over and over again, your amygdala can be moderated, changed, influenced. And so what he's referring to, which I think is very interesting, are what are known as intentions or affirmations, ways that we can talk to our mind and take greater control over our emotions and reactions to situations, leading, of course, to a more healthy and positive attitude towards life in general. He actually goes on to say that when we're feeling down or have distressing emotional responses, he suggests it doesn't help much, actually, to try to seek the why behind those negative feelings. He says that the best philosophy is to put a happy face on and smile, smile, smile. Now, I know that that's easier said than done, but actually there's a lot of wisdom behind those words, which is when you're trying to seek and you know that you're depressed or upset, you know, the why behind it, and you start to really even more internally struggle over those emotions, I think just makes it worse. So by recognizing those negative emotions when they are happening, and again, not necessarily trying to analyze them, we become more conscious of our feelings and our reactions, which is always a good thing. And let me just bring up one more example, and this is actually a personal example. I never really understood until recently the idea of using affirmations. Just saying words over and over again seemed to me a little self-helpy. But I tried an experiment. And actually, if you go to CNY Fertility, I reference Dr. Rob Kiltz a lot because he has a whole website dedicated to his daily affirmations and intentions. And it's almost very, it's not almost, it is very spiritual. He goes really deep inside and sees the beauty in every moment. But going back to my example, I tried an experiment while exercising on my elliptical machine and absolutely hating every minute and realizing that I hated every moment of it. I decided to begin to repeat the words, "I love this. I love exercising. I love how my body feels when I exercise." And I've repeated those words over and over again. I love this. I love exercising. And I have to tell you, there has been a dramatic change in my life since. And I've since become much more happy about the idea of exercise. I spend much more time exercising. In fact, I've taken up spinning, which I used to get on my elliptical for a dreaded 20 minutes. Now I do 60 minutes 4 to 5 times a week. And I love how I feel when I'm exercising. So I get it now. I get the fact that I've reprogrammed my subconscious negative reaction to exercise with a much more positive feeling about it. So let me just finalize this podcast with some suggestions and just simple ideas to get you started to just explore this area in your life. And I really do think that it can have life-changing possibilities for you. And just 3 simple steps. Try to feel the emotions. It's been said that emotions are held in the body. And so even just simply remembering a time that you have been nervous and you can literally feel the response in your body. You have butterflies in your stomach. Or if you're feeling down or depressed, maybe it's a feeling of being weighted, tired, or lethargic. And all I suggest here is just become aware of the physical sensations that your emotions bring about. And what happens is that you can become more conscious of them. And becoming conscious of your feelings before they spiral, you know, out of control, or you feel as if you're not in control, this allows you to stop things at square one. And then try not to analyze it. This would be the second step. Try not to analyze it. Again, as Dr. Rostock says, is that trying to find the reason why you feel the way you are is like trying to find a non-existent buried treasure. You expect that the treasure will open up and will reveal hidden truths about you, and then you'll become happier. And that, he says, is just not the case. Accept your feelings just as they are. Keep them there and let your body experience them, and then learn from it. And then the third step would be, as I was talking earlier, to talk to your subconscious. And this may seem silly at first, but just like I did with my exercise, I didn't try to analyze or berate myself while I was hating the exercise. I just started talking out loud to myself, but then silently as well, over and over again. I love exercise. I love this. And in the context of fertility and becoming pregnant, there is a whole host of affirmations and intentions that you can use every day, such as finding trust within, feeling happy and positive about the prospects of becoming pregnant, removing the label of infertility, keep thinking of yourself as a woman with abundance inside, with fertility and not infertility, I should say. And we've actually created a daily intentions chart as a PDF. If you just go to our website, it's under circlebloom.com. And on the tab, there's a tab called goodies, and you should be able to find it there. Next week, we hope you join us. We will have a special guest, our esteemed advisory board member, Dr. Bernie Siegel. And we're going to talk about power and potential, and how he's full of such great stories about how we can apply this to fertility. So please join us. I hope that you liked this week's session. If you did, please comment, come back to our blog and comment. You can comment on our Facebook. We're at facebook.com/circlebloom. Let us know your thoughts. We do hope that this becomes a collaborative learning experience where we all share in our experiences. So thank you very much for listening, and join us next week. Thanks so much.